Now, the shotgun start in golf is full of mathematics. There's a lot of setup work that we have to do in order to make a tournament work. So I'm going to demonstrate to you just exactly how we do a shotgun start here.
And here we go.
All right, all right, all right. Gentlemen, start your engine!
Greetings and welcome to a Saturday edition of the Shotgun Start. It is May 21st. Andy, how we doing?
Brendan, I'm doing a lot better than our pretender contender calls from yesterday.
Terrible day.
It was a bloodbath.
Terrible day for our made-up little game, subjective bullshit game. You know, contender pretender. We've been a gambling pod on a hot streak here. You know, we were due for a cold one, right? Every sharp has a bad day out there, and we, you know, made some tough calls.
Did
Mito
you say sharp or shark?
Sharp.
Sharp.
Yeah.
Not sharp?
I think that's... No.
Okay.
Sharp, like better. Like the sharp betters. The
I guys always thought who, it was who, a shark.
I think it could be too. It could be that. I mean, in a different kind of, I don't know, context. But I'm pretty sure it's sharp. I'm sure I'll be corrected by my friends in the gambling community, of which I am one.
Yes, that's
if
right.
If I'm using the term incorrectly. But... our call that Mito would fade in the crucible of the final group at a major didn't go well. I mean, he's the only one who didn't really fade, at least towards the back half of the last few spots in the tee sheet. A couple guys like Cameron Young, Matt Fitzpatrick, who were out a little earlier in the case of Fitzy, much earlier in the case of Cam Young, posted sub 70 rounds of 67s. But other than that, a lot of puttering and billowing around Southern Hills on Saturday.
It was hard. That wind, that north wind, you get out there and just the significance of the holes, that like how the holes flip out there and what becomes challenging. Like one is a perfect example. One went from like a 3.5 to 4.5. I don't know what the exact numbers are. I don't have them in front of me, but that had to be playing. That had to be playing a half shot harder at least. But that's the thing, is that the way that golf course situates, you know, you have the clubhouse on the hill, and so much action plays off the hill, and not quite as much plays into the hill, or the holes that play into the hill are holes like 9 and 4, which are short no matter what, you know, that it becomes. And I mean, another hole that plays that direction is 15, which is short par 4 all the time. 17 is, you know, so you get these holes all of a sudden that have helping wind, and they're already short holes. And then what happened is a lot of longer holes that had helping wind became a lot harder. 16, 1, 5 became harder. 13 became harder, and so forth.
And it was a significant, hefty enough wind. It wasn't the one from Friday morning, but it was, you know.
It wasn't light.
12 to 15, some gusts getting up there.
Hey, I got a question for you, a philosophical question, something that popped in my head. I'm supposed to hit the road. I'm moving on Monday, like out of here, out of Chicago. If Fitzy wins, do I have to stick around for the big rally?
The parade?
Yeah. Like he's got to be bringing the Wanamaker through town.
Down, what is it, Rush and Division, or what's the main deal down there?
He might be having it in Evanston, though. You know, Evanston,
Butch McGuire's, or whatever those places are. Okay.
Given his star stature in town, I'd imagine it'll be at Grant Park. Like, if the Bulls.
Like the Obama rally when he won his first election.
Bulls were always there. Cubs were there. Fitzy, that's where Fitzy's going to be.
Good round from Fitzy. He was, wait. Let's give Mito his due. We said he was going to fade. He did not fade. He, you know, he had four bogeys and 5 holes there. It looked like he was going to be up 6-7 shots come Sunday. But he came back to the pack, then birdied 18. Not an easy hole by any stretch of the imagination to get 3 clear and get 1 under par for the day. So, go ahead.
I love the way Mito came out today.
Yeah.
I mean, he came out and people were talking about how everybody kind of came out of the gates really slow. That stretch is really hard with one playing hard, two playing hard. That's just a difficult start. It is not a easy welcome, warm welcome when the wind's blowing this way. Mito came out and played great golf, and he got off to an unbelievable start. I think what kind of happened was the moment got snuck in on him and got to him, like, oh, I'm four up in a PGA championship. And, you know, not the easiest stretch of holes, four through 12.
Sure. Yep.
But the thing is that he made so many birdies. I mean, he made five birdies. That's a great round. Play to be in the final group on a weekend and make five birdies is very significant. So he deserves to be up. I really like his golf game. Obviously, he's an uber talented guy. He got the win promotion last year and then was really hot when he came up. But, you know, it's just another example of a guy like, he was probably on the Korn Ferry Tour for too long, you know, and he should have been playing major championship golf last year based off of how he was playing.
He's 100th in the world that's with very little reps, you know, very little opportunity to kind of climb. He'll obviously be much higher come Monday, regardless of what happens Sunday. Really, really impressive showing from him from Saturday, especially with like JT, a group ahead of him, Bubba around, like other major winners sort of, and Zalatoris, you know, starting out in front of him. So impressive. Props to Mito. I guess we'll ask at the end whether you think he holds on or who your winner is. Fitzy, round of the day, maybe, I guess, in conjunction with Cameron Young. I did see.
What about Seamus Webb? You're not.
Out there early. What do you have, 65? I guess you're right. That is the round of the day, I mean, in fact.
He's not. They kept acting like he was in contention. And yeah, maybe he was when Pereira was at 6 under.
Yeah.
But he's not in contention. What a weekend for the Wake Forest golf program with Webb, Cam Young, and Zalatoris all in the top 10.
And Curtis Strange on the broadcast. Just giving out Wake facts. So good. Run for the Wake. You know, we get enough UGA, Oklahoma State. I'm okay with Wake getting mixed into the broadcast. They'll play together, Cam Young and Zalatoris in the second to last group. Zalatoris, you know, we were talking last night about it. He's not coming back. You know, he's just not. He's gonna ball strike his way. It's gonna be hard for him to come back. He didn't like have a triple, but it was shaky really right from the start. He had four bogeys in his first seven holes.
Might have been one of the worst tee to green rounds I've ever seen him play. We've seen him putt like that before.
Sure.
Have seen that act. You know, if you go back to the amateur days, it was sometimes a lot worse than that before he could lock a putter to his arm and keep it online. You know, there were a lot of
I was wondering whiffs. As at the start of the day, if this was the beginning of, like, Keegan winning the 2011 PGA was like
belly
the start
putter.
Of that becoming, you know, sort of frowned upon. You know, it put the wheels in motion to start the ban. Obviously, there were other bellies that followed with Adam Scott and Ernie. But I was just wondering, like, as Zalatoris like runs away with this, is this the beginning of the movement to ban?
I could see, I could see Rory taking it upon himself. He could be, you know, upset. Because here's the thing, if he puts together a round one putting performance tomorrow and finishes the tournament first in strokes game putting, then I think he would do it. Breaking news.
Yeah.
Tiger withdrew.
Yeah. I don't know that. Not a big surprise based on how he looked, based on how he looked Thursday, based on how he looked Friday. Based on how he looked and played Saturday. I don't know what there would have been to prove Sunday. Quite
nothing.
Honestly. And if he's in real pain, I guess he had something to prove with the made cut. You know, the majors start coming fast and furious now, right? I mean, there's one a month. He's got Brookline.
I don't think he plays Brookline.
I don't think he does either. I think it's all towards the old course now at this point, which he's already basically committed to at the Masters, but who knows what could intervene between then and now, then and July. That was that was woeful to watch. It's not surprising to see him withdraw.
Yeah. I mean, it. When the weather came out this week, if it had been hot and warm, and I know we'll never get the full story. I'm really curious what happened between Tuesday and Wednesday. It seemed like there was a distinct something change.
Exacerbated.
Jeff Shackelford wrote about it in his quadrilateral notes, how he said, you know, he's just not moving the same. And this was on Wednesday night. He said, I don't know what happened, but something changed. And it was,
I also, go ahead.
It kind of, you know, carried through the week. And I don't know. I imagine the amount of effort and strain that goes into just getting ready to play is one thing. And then when you get out there and you have to play, it's just a whole different.
And maybe medicinal aids. I don't know. I mean, like, what happened between Thursday and Friday? Thursday night, I did not think he would come back. You know, it's like a Brett Favre situation, like NFL locker room. Like, how is he even upright getting him out there? But it's fine. I think we're going to have a bunch of yahoos now come out of the woodwork about, like, how he needs to give it up completely. Or, like, this should be the end. Or he should walk off at St. Andrews. Or he should play and that should be his farewell. Like, that's going to start happening because of how painful it's looked these last two majors. I don't know. I guess that's part of the job of being some sort of media talking heads, which we are. But I just don't think, like, we're at a position with Tiger anymore to say that, you know? I think there was an opportunity when his back was disintegrating to kind of be like, stop. And he's proven he could come back from that. I think it's silly to say.
Listen, I think he gets to do, he's earned the right to walk away from the game the way so many legends before him have on the Champions Tour.
playing the
Dump in a Box
Classic. The Dump in a Box Classic. You know he's going to want to drive up from Jupiter to that Boca event, whatever that is.
That's drive down. You drive down.
Whatever it is. I don't know my swamp geography. Blissfully. Okay, so Tiger WD. We don't have anything more to say about that. Any other things on Fitzy? Zalatoris?
How about the putting with Zalatoris today?
What about it? It is what it is.
I mean, from the first hole, it looked like he was missing the sweet spot on the putter. I'm convinced that he's got a better chance of hitting a 3-iron dead center of the club face than he is of hitting a left-to-right putt.
Well, there was the one at 13, right? Oh. That he bombed in.
Yeah.
Didn't he bomb in? Like, it's like that looked better, right? It's your theory on Thursday that he's hitting to 15 feet as opposed to ball striking it to 5 when he might have that ability to do so.
I think that's legitimately, I think he's going to hit the ball better tomorrow. So my storyline would be, does he end up like 10 feet away a lot? Or does he end up, you know, with a lot of 4 to 5 footers?
Yeah.
And that's legitimately like a huge difference in the stroke. And maybe the slow greens helped him yesterday.
He said that. He said the slow greens helped me.
Because it made that longer, it made him have to hit more putts, like a longer stroke.
Yeah. Yep. And that he could hide a little bit with that. I don't know.
I don't know. I like the slow greens personally. So I'm not going to, you know, but if
General Patton doesn't, Kazire. We'll get to him in a minute. Cannon fodder Patton. We'll get to him.
What about Fitzy? Fitzy, I mean, he's been around in majors, he's a grinder.
Cliche central here. He's been around. He's a grinder. He's from Chicago. No, he's maniacal. You had an anecdote about his prep, right? You had a little intel.
Yeah,
about his prep.
I did get some intel. This is a good little nugget. So
he might be Bryson with substance.
Yeah, actually might be like a real golf genius. I saw Justin Ray put out there that he's improved this year in every single statistical category, every strokes gained category. One of the things that I kind of was digging around for stuff this afternoon uncovered was He goes in his off weeks, he goes to the Bears Club with a notepad and he tracks stats on every shot he hits. And he tracks his stats a little bit different than everybody else. Everybody else tracks proximity to the hole, right? Oh, what's my proximity to the hole? He tracks proximity to where he aims, which I think is brilliant.
That's bonkers. Yeah. I mean, no, bonkers in a brilliant kind of way, I suppose.
So he knows if I aim 6 yards left of the hole and I end up 22 feet left, then I missed my spot by 4 yards. So I think this is where a lot of like the paint by number statistics crowd drives me kind of nuts. Is you don't like, he knows what's going on with his golf game because he tracks where he aims, you know, and where the ball ends up. It's just another level. And I think he's gotten a lot longer. One of the things that I think is a storyline just in general is there's a group of players that have gotten significantly longer, not named Bryson, who've improved a lot. And Fitzy's at kind of the head of that class. He's having a career year. He's been uber consistent. And I think a lot of it helps that he's, you know, picked up 15 yards in a couple years. You know, it hasn't been through weightlifting and TikTok videos, but you know, it's been really effective.
Yep.
I think the golf course is playing into his hands. And one of the things, you look at the leaderboard and you've got nice variety. Obviously you have like Pereira, Zalatoris, Cam Young are all long players. Hell, Stu Sink's long, but
now
you got Bubba, but you have guys like Webb, you have guys like Fitzy who's longer, but then Abe Anser. And you know, one of the things, you look at the fairways hit, you know, guys are hitting 11, 12 fairways, which I think is significant because what it does is they're driving the ball well. I haven't seen a drive that I think is god awful that ends up in the fairway, right? It's not like it's just like anybody can hit them. They aren't that wide. But if
Brandel,
you hit it,
would disagree.
What?
Brandel might disagree with that.
Brandel doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to architecture. Talking about how it's a wasteland.
Southern Bill Hance's restoration.
Southern Hills was Friday a treeless wasteland when it's filled with trees, and then he's talking about how there used to be all these trees there. It's like when 1930 there weren't any trees on that land. Brandel.
I mean, he was basically suggesting it needed to be narrow and more rough, but, and penal. But anyway,
with it being with these fairways being like 35 yards wide instead of 20, you actually hit fairways if you're driving it well. Yeah. And I think that like it's much more enjoyable. One of the things I think has shown this week is that you have to make birdies to contend in this event, because you're going to make some bogeys. There are so many hard shots out there and hard holes that there's no way you're going to get, you know, then you got the bunker sand that's, you know, just, I think these guys are playing at like a rundown Muni with how they're complaining, but the bunker sand. So there's trouble all over the place that's going to yield bogeys. So you have to make birdies, and the course allows you to make birdies because you're hitting extremely hard shots on approach shots, but you're hitting them often from perfect lies in the fairway, which I really like because it's been a display of skill. You know, the shots, it's been fascinating too. Pereira not hitting, not going for the green on 17. And it was like, you could tell, I think Immelman mentioned it, that it was, he didn't think he was comfortable hitting the 3-wood because it was too much club. It was just fascinating. It's been a fascinating golf tournament. I know, I think one of the things that it hasn't had the star power you'd want, but I think the golf course has been really fun to watch.
Saturday was slow.
Yeah.
Let's not kid ourselves. We're not like trying to say this was some, it wasn't great. It wasn't a great watch.
The guys that you wanted to go didn't
Rory
go.
And JT. Yeah. We'll dispense with Rory in here in a minute, but let's do a little read for the Fried Egg Pro Shop. We did that on Friday night and many of you obliged and went and are now, you know, enriched with some good looking merchandise. We're not enriched that much, but we are trying to just I don't know, sweeten up the community here. Celebrate the community of idiots. We have fresh merchandise. We have Oil Derek.
I don't know if we have any of those left.
Okay. We might have some Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I mean, the
oil
thing
region
is,
themed.
Let's not try and muddy the waters. Just go to proshop.thefriedegg.com and peruse. There's a lot of stuff up there.
The waters.
I'm saying, you know, we could call out specific things, but one of the joys of shopping, my wife says, is the surprise and delight going into a shop and not knowing what you're going to find. I think we got that going on right now. You never know what you're going to see in that pro shop.
The head covers are sweet. And my old man take that this bespoke head cover business is the most insane bullshit I could ever wrap my head around. I never understood it at all. Like, your the head cover, the point of the head cover.
I can't wait till we have a bespoke head cover in there.
Is to not, like, just make sure it doesn't hit into something. Rattle around. It's protecting it. It comes with the club for free. And now we got people out there. So this is an old man take. Upwards of hundreds. I don't know what they cost. Hundreds. Like, it's just that this had to become another frontier of personal expression just boggles my mind. And I'm not saying,
do you remember?
I have it right. I'm in the minority here. I may be I'm the idiot that doesn't understand it. But I'm starting to come around on, I mean, the head covers we have in the shop are really good.
They
really
aren't
cool
super
looking,
they aren't super pricey either. I think the putter covers are $40. I think we got some good price points on.
Anyways, there's a lot of good hats too, rope hats. Go to the pro shop, The Fried Egg. Proshop.thefriedegg.com, is that what it is? Something like that?
Yeah, proshop.
You Google it.
Thefriedegg.com.
All right. You know where you shouldn't go for anything? Golf Pass. They need to disband Golf Pass. Rory should WD like Tiger. Why? I mean, disband Golf Pass, move out of the swamp, try to go get JP back on the bag. Try to find some old Nike sticks from 2014, wherever they are, you know, with some Play It Again Sports
maybe,
or Second Swing or whatever those stores are.
Maybe you need to rewatch the Fried Egg video.
Complete abdication. Like, I will never. I like Rory. I want him to do well. And maybe that's why we are angered when he just boots it away. Playing from the easier side of the draw, on a platter. A lot of his contemporaries who have passed him by. Not present in this particular major, aside from Justin Thomas. And he just, I mean, Seamus Power is low Irishman by three shots. Rory opened with a 65.
If Rory just played even par from his first round, he'd be right in the mix. He'd be doing exactly, I mean, I think the chef's kiss is the three putt to end the day. He's battled his way back. It seems like, oh, you know what? Maybe there's something there. If Mito struggles, he's only five out of second place. Nope. Three putt. Kicks it away. Horrendous.
38, 36. It was harder. Obviously, the missed opportunity yesterday was the real sort of complete disgrace.
Oh, today was a disgrace, too.
Today was terrible. Terrible. I mean, just 17.
What was the low point? Right? The low point was the shot on six, right?
Yes. Yeah, just the or what
the,
was that?
Or
what
the
was,
shot on seven. Or that? The chip on seven. That was bad.
How would you
too.
Describe the tee shot on six?
It
in a
seemed like
way.
I think the announcer nailed it. Seemed like he didn't have the right club to hit the shot, and he was trying to like rope a four iron in because he didn't have an iron longer than that.
So it's his bag setup. Of course, he just signed on for another extension, but I don't know. Yeah, you know, that's not.
Why don't these guys change clubs up more often? Like, why don't they look at six and be like, it's playing 240? And I don't know if this is why. It was playing like 240 today. He's trying to hit a four iron 240 into the wind. Like, what are you doing?
He should have laid up. He should have made it, you know, hit two wedges.
That wouldn't have been bad. If you made a four on that, you lost a half shot.
Yeah. but then he's hitting two wedges, which is that's not a proposition Rory wants to face either.
And then he makes that run.
Right, of course.
Because he's out of it. He's completely out of it. The expectations are gone.
Yeah. But then he might be back in it. He might be back in it and just blows the birdie chance of 17, right? You know, puts it in the bunker, hits a horrible bunker shot. 17, great hole. You have a great write-up on the friedegg.com about it. Cam Young, that's
where
he made.
I hope they keep it short and drivable tomorrow.
It was listed at 296, I believe. And can't, you know, you had to hit, it sets up well for these guys. All these guys who had fades, right? You know,
super
faded.
Hole.
And Cam Young faded one on there and hit a whatever it was, 15 footer for eagle. Rory puts it in the bunker, hits a horrendous, just total garbage bunker shot. Colt Knost, to his credit, called it on the broadcast right away, and two putts there. So, like, that was kind of the moment. It's like, oh, something's cooking again. Like, he could have just had four birdies in a row. He's coming back into the red. Boots that birdie hole away, and then three putts on 18 and bogeys.
Great drive on 18, too.
Great, 302. He gets on in two. I mean, barely, you know, 50 feet or something like that. But
I mean,
I just don't know when I'll be drawn back in again. 65.
I'll tell you when you'll be drawn back in.
Old course?
The country club. Dude, it's like clockwork. It's every single major. Can't quit them.
Well, like, I used to talk about how we talk too much about Rory just because he's like a media darling. But I mean, this time he was really relevant, right? He was actually relevant. His game was in good shape and he had the first round lead. And here we are. He's T17. He's nine shots off the pace. Can we just be clear real quick? He does not have a chance to win tomorrow, correct?
Zero.
He could shoot.
This is 64. He's in the same situation as the Masters.
As the Masters, yeah.
He could go out and shoot a score that puts him in second or third, but guess what? He doesn't have a chance to win. He hasn't done what he needs to have a chance to win.
How are you feeling about Justin Thomas, who also shot 74?
So I think Justin Thomas's 74 deserves less critique than Rory McIlroy. I think. You generally go through a tournament and have a rough stretch of golf. Justin Thomas played like pretty much flawless golf for 36 holes and just got completely boned by the draw. You know, he probably should have been in that final group. And today, you know, he just didn't play as well. And that's part of what happens in these major championships is you typically have a rough patch of golf and it wasn't there. You know, maybe it was the cardigan. Who knows?
He was
looking stylish, but you know, it seemed like he wanted later in the day, it got warmer and he had it rolled up. You know, maybe the cardigan was the issue.
The issue early on.
But you know, the reality is he still has a chance. More so than Rory, because he didn't boot it 2 days in a row. Rory booted it 2 days in a row. JT has to overcome one poor round, you know?
Yeah, hope Mito comes back, you know, and then fortunately the guys between him and Mito aren't like, you know, up near Mito, right? They're three back.
Yeah, that's kind of the tournament, right? You have to say Cam Young, maybe Abe Anser and up, have a shot. Abe Anser probably has a chance. I don't think it's a very good one to catch Mito. But if Mito comes back, then I think you go down to Jerry Watson and JT.
Jerry, I don't have a lot of confidence in Jerry to get it done. Do you? I mean, he shot 63. I guess he could do it again, but
just didn't seem like he was all there.
He was right there.
You know what kind of was the point where I think it became real to Jerry was like he was in nine fairway. He was right in the mix and he was like perfect spot and he hit that awful wedge to like 25 feet. And it seemed like at that point he made the decision to bail out there. And from that point on, it was not, you know, very good.
The thing in these guys' favors, like their chops, JT especially, is there are not a lot of
known commodities.
PGA Tour wins on that leaderboard. Now, Fitzy is just getting hammered with this left and right. His winless PGA Tour career.
What has he won, 7 times on the European Tour?
I think so. But again,
he's played in what, 3 Ryder Cups? 4?
Zalatoris, Young, Answer Win, Memphis, Power won what, like Barbasol or something like that? So there's just
the other
not
thing
a ton.
About Fitzy, he's never won a Ryder Cup match, right?
A point, a full point.
Yeah.
That sounds right. He was really bad in Hazeltine. I remember like walking around with him inside the ropes. He thought he was like one of the like family members, like a player's kid, just cheering on his team. But yeah, that's that may be true. Okay, so again, not. We're going to get the Euros will be riled up tomorrow as they talk about the lack of PGA Tour winners.
Who's the scarier one-time major winner on the board? Stu Sink or JT?
Come on. It's JT, right? Stu has good, I don't know, Stu's played well here before. I don't know if he has good vibes from that finish.
You were going to say good vibes.
Good memories. I guess that's probably not accurate to say, but has played well. JT is scarier. All right, what's the worst case scenario for you? Best case, worst case of how this wraps up.
Best case, I think, honestly.
Thirst bucket?
No.
You know, see, Mike Vasacki just made his first cut in whatever, however many years.
I think the best case for me, I'm going to go with my brethren, Fitzy.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'd like to see it. I think he's... The tidbit about taking a notebook to Bears Club and charting your shots on the range, it just, like...
You think Rory does that at Bears Club?
That's the thing. It warms my heart. It just, like... This is a guy dedicated to his craft, and... You have to appreciate that because he hasn't been gifted with the physical tools that some of his peers have. He's obviously been a very great player for a really long time, but he doesn't have like the power of a lot of guys. And this guy tirelessly works to improve himself. And to me, that story just has like kind of made me more of a Fitzy fan.
There aren't a lot of best cases out here. I would like to see Will Zalatoris win. You know, I think that'd be good.
I love Will Zalatoris. I just, you know, Zalatoris has baggage. He has a hanger on that will claim a major championship to his own name. So that kind of dissuades me. But Will Zalatoris is one of the nicest people that I've come across in professional golf. So he would be a great winner as well.
Yep. Worst case. I mean, are you going to just rile up the Irish people again and say Seamus?
I mean, he's fire? Let's just, I'm just going to put this out there. Seamus Power isn't winning.
Well, what's the worst case? Mito wins by 8. Mito wins by like 5, 6.
I really like, I kind of like Mito too.
It's not a condemnation of Mito. I just say that it's a lack of drama if he runs away and is up 5 on like the 14th.
Can I talk about why I think the telecast draw is. The telecast has problems, some problems. Like the commercials are really bad. Obviously, when you get when you're not in commercials, you get like very few golf shots shown. But you've got talent out there. You've got people out there. How come I don't know anything about Mito Pereira by the end of a 5-hour telecast with him in the lead? How do I not walk away with some information about Mito? I feel like some stuff started to drip out, but like, can you go get me a story? Why don't they have somebody that goes and gets them stories? It's just kind of pathetic.
Well, I mean, that's the modern media landscape.
Like,
there's just everybody's doing things on strains. I don't know. They did the FedEx file or some whatever.
Here, do you want some Mito facts?
Like basically his Wikipedia page. Yeah. Yeah.
So Mito Pereira's caddy is Scotty Scheffler's old caddy.
Right.
So
I saw. Go ahead.
When he dumped when he dumped Bubba, which is kind of interesting with like the whole what was going on today. So Ted Domino Scott effect. Dumps Bubba.
Yeah.
Scheffler dumps his caddy. He goes to Mito. And that's Mito's caddy. So that's kind of interesting. Obviously, they brought up the same swing coach as Neiman. And similar move with that kind of head down.
It is.
How about Chilean golf?
Kind of amazing. Really good. Good. They've talked about the Latin America AM and how that's like exploded it down there.
But, it's got to be making Pereira. The Argentines jealous and angry.
Yeah. Mito fact, Smartin is the guy to do this. Smartin is great at this stuff. We don't need to fluff Smartin, but he's great at like finding good stories about these guys that don't get it enough run. I saw him tweet something about how he broke his collarbone on a bike and quit golf for 2 years. Never played for 2 years. It's a quick fact. It's not, you know, but Smartin's on the case maybe. So that's a good Mito fact. More likely... Yeah, I think that's worst case, is Mito just running away with it.
It looked like it was going to happen. I mean, yeah, that's probably the worst case.
In terms of just sort of slowly snoozing it in.
How many Sleepy Hollow references are we going to get tomorrow?
Oh, I mean, as many as his dad's a PGA member. You know, they've got the double whammy there that they can just... you know, display their knowledge of sort of elite clubs and also serve the PGA talking points. So it's a good storyline that they'll follow. More likely to get the backdoor top five. Even par Rory McIlroy or even par Xander Schauffele.
I saw Xander in there at even par. And
here
I just...
he comes, purring at the door. Going to add to the Wikipedia page that grid, another yellow box on the Wikipedia page for Xander. More likely. Got to be Xander, right?
Yeah.
Rory has to just be.
It's Rory. Despondent. It's Rory.
No, I don't think so. I think Rory skipped the press. I think he's just totally.
He's going to have another round for himself.
I don't think
he's going to have a round to remember. Really every golf writer is going to get jazzed up and write, you know, listen, Rory's happy and at peace with himself. And he's back.
Contemplative.
Hey, you know what?
What?
As much as we're beating him up, this is way more significant to me than the Masters. There is a time in this golf tournament. And it wasn't a short time. It was a long period of time. It was like 2 days of time, 2.5 days, where I thought Rory could win the tournament.
Yeah.
This is why I don't think finishes are always like indicative. I think it should be like the period of time.
Were you a factor?
At which you know, there was a real thought that you could win the tournament. Like, you know, Seamus Power has zero of that in this tournament, you know? But Rory has 2.5 days of that, feeling that way. Does that make sense?
A little bit. I mean, I think it's just the order in which it came and the fact that he's Rory and not Seamus. Maybe, right? I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day,
like,
if Seamus
like
is Seamus four
Power,
shots better than Rory,
here's the thing.
He had a better tournament.
If
no?
Seamus Power shoots even tomorrow and Bubba Watson shoots even and Seamus Power finishes ahead of Bubba Watson, was Seamus Power more impactful in the tournament? No. Bubba, like, legitimately, you were like, whoa, he might win.
Yeah, I guess that's the order of a tournament, but I suppose you're trying to capture something here.
Yeah, okay. Like significance.
So you're saying this is more,
way
this is
more, relevant,
more optimistic
than
optimism for you.
Actually,
than the
yes,
Masters final
yes,
round?
It does. It does.
Come on,
he was complete no factor. He had no pressure. He went out and shot like went out on a Sunday stroll, and like he chipped in twice in that round.
But he
it
just,
was just
had pressure, and he shot 74.
That's fine. At least he had pressure. He didn't have pressure in the Masters because he never put himself in a position to have any pressure.
You know who's never had any pressure on them in any point in any major? Patton Kizzire. But he made himself a factor today. Not with his play. Not with any kind of relevant golf shots. But Instagram. Popping off. Suggesting. Quoting. I think I never actually went to the story. It looks like a picture of a carpet, just so he could say.
Yeah, what was that a picture of? Does he not know how to do like a background?
Yeah, it looks like he took a picture of the floor just so he could write. Pitiful golf on a pitiful setup. On an overrated golf course. So, is he talking about his own golf being pitiful? Pitiful golf?
Yes.
I think. Bad setup, overrated course. I don't know what he's looking at, Golf Digest rankings or golf.com. Like, I don't know where the rating, overrated, overhyped, overloved. I don't know what he means by that. But this, again, gets to our point from Friday. Of like, are you a championship golfer or are you just a pampered fuck collecting FedEx Cup points and, you know, 130 grand for finishing T8 at the whatever, the, you know, TPC Invitational, basically. And Patton Kizzire's lived off the fat of the land for a while. He seems to have a temper problem. He ripped his hat up. Remember that one bizarre scene? I think that was BMW. He snapped his clubs over his knee. And now he's like, through the wonders of social media, he's given this platform to, presumably, he's popping off about the sand, not being the tour specs and the bubble and the sort of warm, you know, the warm fuzzy embrace of tour setup and sand and bunkers, or the slower greens. I assume that's what he's getting at. But he's not a relevant player, but he made himself a note, a footnote in the championship.
Tyrrell did too.
How about Tyrrell? He's 2 for 2. He's coming for Brookline. I mean, you know he's going to, USGA is, maybe he has,
that's his grand slam.
Has actual merit with his critiques at the USGA, at the country club. Maybe he'll, you know.
Is Tyrrell's grand slam to complain at every major?
That, we got to do that. The Tyrrell, he needs to complete it. The Tyrrell slam, the Tyrrell going forward.
Slam. Complain.
There's the Tiger slam, and then there's the Tyrrell slam.
And then there's the Lup slam.
And the Lup slam.
Which Rory is the, is he the only one that has the
I
Lup
think he's
slam?
The first and only, yeah.
DJ's knocking on that door. Just needs a player.
DJ's not going to win the players, I don't think. But, so Tyrrell was just complaining about the bumpy greens. He said, this isn't a monthly medal contest. It's a major championship. So I just like, I mean, I'm not trying to hail Jack Nicklaus and Tiger here. I was like, but like, you can't be a mental midget out there. Like, everybody's playing the same course.
Billy Boy was throwing clubs this morning.
He was?
I guess he threw a baton up in the air and didn't catch it. And
didn't complete the catch? It
landed on the green and you had to fix the green.
No!
I think somebody tweeted it at me. I
missed that.
So, an eyewitness report.
I mean, you're either a championship player or you're not. Patton Kizzire's not been relevant at major. Tyrrell Hatton's never been relevant at a major. And like, if this stuff is like, you know, there's a difference between getting like a shitty ruling and going nuts, right? Like a DJ at Oakmont kind of deal. That's something that's specific to you. And then going crazy about a course that everybody else is playing, right? Everybody's on the same field. Everybody's playing on those greens. Everybody's playing in those bunkers. And like, some choose to lose their heads about it and some choose not to. And I don't know. It's just a real sort of illustration again of what is tour golf and what is, I guess, for lack of a better term, championship golf, and the difference between, I don't know.
I mean,
player catering, bubbles, and not.
It's only getting worse too. So that's the thing.
The divide.
Who do you think's going to win?
Mito. I do. Is that just a...
No. I mean, he smashes it. He's hitting irons well. He's chipping well, and he's making putts.
I think Mito wins. He's up 3.
He's really good.
Today. He's won a bunch of tournaments recently in the last 18 months. They weren't majors. Weren't PGA Tour events.
If Mito wins, could we get some Korn Ferry Tour reform? Do you think that could be the thing that starts it? Just like if Zalatoris wins, there could be arm lock reform.
Could be.
The arm lock's got to go.
Yeah. I'm with you. Who do you think wins?
Yeah. Just for fun. I'm just going to take Fitzy.
I knew it.
I got to root for the local boy.
I would say we're not. The prospects aren't great. I'm not trying to put down the PGA. You know, people say this means something for about Southern Hills. I don't want to put down anybody on the leaderboard, but I guess my hard sell is, I don't know. It's not a great menu of options right now, but we'll still watch. We'll take it all in.
Here's the thing. We've been due for...
Yeah.
We've been on a crazy run of major winners, and we've been very due for a kind of a clunker, you know? And if you
maybe
go through...
we won't get that. We'll see.
So we had... God, who won the Masters? How am I forgetting?
Scheffler.
So you got Scheffler.
Wasn't a great Masters.
Yeah, but
good Masters.
Big winner. Yeah. Big time winner. Morikawa, Rahm, Phil, Hideki, Bryson, Morikawa, DJ, Lowry, Woodland, Gary Woodland, maybe the most obscure.
Yeah.
Koepka, Woods, Reed, Koepka, Molinari, Garcia, Thomas, Koepka, Spieth. Then you get the one year that stands out, 2016. You got Willett and Jimmy Walker. Willett was a top 10 player when he won. So, like, this is not Mito Pereira. Walker was a relevant player. Like, I mean, if Mito Pereira wins at 100, ranked 100 in the world rankings, I mean...
I think Phil was probably watching today thinking, these are a bunch of house cats. I could clean these guys' lunch. Take these guys' lunch. What did I do?
What are you talking about?
He could have played well at this event. Anyways, I'm just, you know, that's if he had been playing golf in the last whatever.
Maybe.
4 or 5 months. You think he'd be hitting it all over the yard? In and out of creeks?
Yeah, you can find those trees.
Everyone enjoy, there's too many, not enough trees, according to some, not enough trees. All right, everyone enjoy your Saturday nights, your Sunday morning, take a nice stroll, and then we'll strap in for a final round of the second men's major of the season. We'll be back Sunday night with a full recap. Hit up the pro shop if you're so inclined, and we'll talk to you again Sunday.